The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 20th, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
If someone had an incurable disease, they thought that they could suspend the life by freezing it. And then, when they found the cure for the disease, they would unfreeze him or thaw him out and cure him of his disease so that he could live again.
These childish activities are taken as scientific advance.
Is there a Vedic definition of Is there a Vedic definition of science?
Vigyan. Jnana Vigyan. Not this science, experimental. That is not. Vedic knowledge is science.
So there's no experimental science in Vedic culture.
Experimental science is condemned. What you will make? You are imperfect. What is the value of your experiment? That it is rejected. Whatever you will do, that is imperfect. First of all, you become perfect. Then you make experiment. But you remain imperfect and you're making experiment. What is the value of it? No experimental knowledge. All established truth. That is Vigya.
Established truth.
Yes. When the sun rises on the eastern side, that established truth. You cannot change it. And that is Vigya. Man dies. It is established truth. You cannot make any change by experimental knowledge. This is big deal. Nipa ninnita. It is already settled. In the basic knowledge, there is no such thing as laboratory or experiment, discovery, nothing.
People blindly would accept that cow dung was purified without having to test
it. But you make experiment, you'll find it, all right. So you save time. No experiment. Experiment has become successful.
Well, they've cured certain diseases by experimentation.
That is success. You stop disease. What is this cure disease? Malaria. If it is not here, it is somewhere there. And if I am not suffering from malaria, I am suffering from syphilis. So what is this cure? Explain. Disease must be there. So you stop it. Then it is successful.
So it's not possible to stop disease?
No. How is it possible?
Is it worthwhile to try to prolong a life?
Hmm?
Is it worthwhile to try to prolong life?
This is also Kannan. Prolonged life, suppose you live 100 years, and a tree lives 5,000 years, 10,000 years. What is the use of prolonging life? Life like this, is that very good life? Standing in one place for 10,000 years? Why should you prolong your life? For suffering? You are suffering, that is your problem. So what is the use of prolonging your life? This is foolishness. What do you gain by prolonging life if you are suffering? Stop suffering. That is one thing. How you can stop suffering? With suffering, prolonging life, what is the benefit?
Just means more, longer suffering.
Yeah. And even if you prolong life, how long you prolong? There are trees, there are 1,000 times prolonging than your life. And what is called? San Francisco, the gold.
Redwood trees.
Redwood trees. One redwood is 7,000 years old. At all. So what is the benefit? 7,000 years standing in one place, very long. What is the benefit? You are trying to prolong life. Very good idea. But what is the use of prolonging life while suffering? One side you are trying to prolong life, the other side, for acute suffering, one is committing suicide. So why this contradictory proposal?
Well, only some people commit suicide. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very happy.
That means you are fool number one. That means you are fool number one. As soon as you say, I am happy, it is immediately proved that you are a rascal, fool number one.
But everyone is afraid of death. They don't like the idea of dying.
Yeah.
Put it off.
So, therefore, you cure that, first of all. Then prolong life. There will be no death. Then you prolong life. Make some understanding. Can go this side?
So it's not possible that anyone's happy?
Hmm?
There's no possibility of anyone being happy.
No. One who thinks he's happy, he's number one fool.
Everyone is searching after material happiness.
Yes. But there is no happiness.
What about if one is in the mode of goodness? Maybe one or two.
Mode of goodness, if he thinks that he is happy, then he is full. The mode of goodness means one must know that we cannot be happy here. That is mode of goodness. And if he thinks, I am happy, then he is not in mode of goodness. He is in darkness.
So everyone at present is trying to become happy by this or that activity.
So if
everyone accepts that there's no happiness at all to be found in this world, then what to do? Then what to do?
Yes. That we go and therefore go to Guru. Go to Krishna.
Do I have to join your movement to be happy? Can I just take Krishna consciousness outside your movement?
Yes.
So there's no possibility of me being Krishna consciousness, conscious outside your movement.
Krishna consciousness can be developed with devotees. Alone, it is difficult.
And if I start my own community outside
the
movement?
Yeah, the community means many devotees.
So you're saying, Srila Prabhupada, that if there's no happiness and one recognizes it, then he goes to Guru.
Then he must, just like Arjuna submitted to Krishna, because he has disturbed. So that is the point where one must approach a Guru. How to become happy? That is intelligence. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. Now inquire about real happiness.
So one who is looking for material happiness, it would be very difficult for them to approach Guru.
He's a fool, yes. Blind, where there is happiness not possible, he's trying to find out happiness. Therefore he's a fool. Which is not possible if one tries for it. Then he's fool.
But I look around and I see everybody else enjoying.
Because you are fool, you are seeing like that. That is the proof that you are a fool.
They all tell me what a
Krishna says, Dukkhalayam Asasatam. And you are finding out happiness. That how much fool you are. The best authority says that this is a place of suffering. And you are finding out happiness. So, how much fool you are. It is very difficult to estimate. Therefore, basic knowledge is perfect. Now, just like there is signboard, no admission. So he is a fool, creates some trouble by entering into it. He is a fool. If there is signboard, there is no admission. And if somebody enters to create some trouble, he is not a fool. But Krishna says, there is no happiness. And if somebody searches happiness, he is not a fool. That is, therefore, Krishna consciousness is required. That he gets perfect knowledge from Krishna. He has no trouble. Krishna says, there is no happiness, and if somebody thinks, all right, although Krishna says, let me try for it, then he is a fool.
Similarly, they say that they can cure disease, but it's impossible.
How is it possible? Disease is suffering, and this place is suffering. Where is the question of curing disease? Krishna consciousness means intelligence. We are guided by Krishna. There is no trouble. Everything is all right. That is Krishna consciousness. And as soon as you make experiments, like fools and rascals, then you are doomed.
Well, my guru, Mayor Baba, tells me, don't worry, be happy.
And then he's another fool, another rascal.
So he didn't even speak. He didn't speak for so many years.
Who?
This Mayor Baba.
Oh, he is your guru?
He says, don't worry, be happy. And just love me.
Had a motor accident.
Yes.
He died in motor accident.
He's killed in a car. Killed by a car.
Don't worry, I'm going to die by motor accident. Don't worry. Huh? Don't worry, I'm going to die by motor accident. All these rascals, they have misled the whole world. What is this, race ground?
This is where they hit the golf ball from, raised up. This is the men's teeing part. And the ladies' teeing part, they tee off from here. A little bit shorter.
No equal right.
No ignorance. Well, all the Swamis are saying that all you have to do is just be happy. It's just the state of being. You just have to think happiness.
Yeah, that we also say. But you must know how to get happiness. That is it. Happiness is the aim of everyone. But how to get happiness permanently, that is knowledge.
Is a devotee seeking mental happiness as well?
Hmm?
Is a devotee searching?
A devotee does not seek anything except service of Krishna.
Hmm.
He does not seek anything separate. He simply wants to serve Krishna. That's all.
Right.
Anna vilasita sunnam, making zero all other desires. That he is devotee. If he's going to Krishna for some happiness, he's not.
In culture, there are descriptions of many demigods, and the Karmis, they would generally worship these different demigods for material benefits.
Yes.
Why didn't they just try to get the material benefits without worshipping the demigods, like they're doing today? Today, people, they're making money and trying to enjoy material life.
Who is making
life.
Money? Who is making money?
The government. It is printing up.
Do you think everyone is making money?
So it's a big illusion?
Huh?
It's a big illusion?
Yeah. Everyone simply working hard like asses, that's all. This is their ability. That's like the hog. They're working very hard to eat stool. And he's thinking happy, he's getting fatty. Do you think to work hard day and night and eat stool is happiness?
No.
But he is thinking that when he is getting fat, you generally find the pigs are fat because they think, I am very happy. One man gets fatty when he thinks that I am very happy. You know that?
No.
This is psychology. When he thinks I am very happy, he gets fat.
But if I think I'm happy, isn't that enough?
You think, that is another thing, but do not know how he's happy. These rascals, they do not think what is happiness. Suppose I have arranged for so-called happiness, then I am going to die also. Who will enjoy this?
But I'm not worried about it.
That is the proof that you are a rascal. Fools rushing where angels dare not. That is the proof. The hog is thinking, I am very happy. That's why he is hog. He is not a human being. Hog proves that he is hog by thinking that I am very happy, I am getting fat.
This suffering, Krishna says, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. That's a fact. So, why is it that people are thinking they are happy?
That I am repeatedly said, therefore, because they are thinking like therefore they are rascals. That is the proof. There is no happiness, still he is thinking I am happy. That is the proof that he is a rascal.
Well, we can admit that we're not happy all the time, but what is the meaning of happiness without distress? If there's no distress, how can I be happy?
That is material knowledge. In order to test happiness, you have to suffer. Material happiness. And happiness pure is spiritual happiness. Here, in order to enjoy happiness, you have to suffer. Then you can test. Therefore, there is not real happiness.
Sand trap.
Huh?
This is where the ball goes in, and it's very difficult to hit it out of there.
Oh.
So you're not supposed to hit it in there.
Oh.
It makes it more difficult.
Sometimes they hit a golf ball, Srila Prabhupada, 200 yards, and it goes into the hole.
The same thing. In order to feel the happiness of playing, he has to go in this way. In this unhappiness.
Such standard of religion, in countries are not used to.
Where is religion in Western countries? There is no religion. They're all bogus things. Religion means to surrender to God. Where is God? And whom to surrender? They surrender to senses, that's all. So unless there is God, what is the meaning of religion? There is no religion. They have created something, civilized human society. There must be some religion. That's why aristocracy means he must have a good dog. That's all. There is no religion in the world except Krishna consciousness. No. All bogus.
What is the Pope doing then?
He's another big bogus man. The Pope's assistant died in the prostitute house.
Yeah. In Paris.
Yeah.
All right. The Pope comes out on his balcony and thousands of people cheer and scream.
Means something. Small animals praising the big animals. At least they say something about God. They are not zero, but they have no clear conception of God.
But everyone is thinking that their religion is the best. Even the Christian may be ignorant, even the Jew may be ignorant. Anyone, doesn't matter, they're thinking that theirs is the best.
True. That everyone is full. First of all, therefore we have to understand from Bhagavad, what is real religion? Real religion means love of Godhead. So instead of love of Godhead, the love of doghead is increasing. There is religion. Everybody should keep a dog and serve him. And where is God?
Well, they think that God is in the other world, so that in this world we can serve our wife and family, and when we go to the other world we'll serve God.
then God is separated from this world. How much imperfect knowledge. God is has created this world and he has nothing to do with it. They say God created this world, but he has nothing to do with it.
It's a very imperfect understanding.
You are with Mayor Baba?
No, I was never with Mayor. I just bring up all these points just so you can defeat them. I was with Maharishi.
Maharishi?
Yeah.
You got his mantra? How much you paid for that?
$35.
And what is the mantra?
Aing.
Aing. That's all?
That's all. And they told me, never tell anybody else, because if you tell somebody else, the whole thing is ruined.
Oh. So you are also in?
Huh?
He is also in? No?
I don't know.
Everything ruined means he also ruined.
For you?
No, yes, that Maharishi Baba, because he gave the mantra, so if you disclose it, everything is in, including himself. He is also in.
You can't sell any more mantras.
When I joined the movement, I met many devotees who also had mantras. So I said, what were your mantras? They were telling us we all had different mantras, and everybody had the same mantras. It was the same thing. Everyone had the same thing.
You see, how is cheating?
I bet you still have mine.
He's such a great cheater, and he has opened university.
I used to ask, what is the goal of all this? And they would always say, you can't ask that now, you won't understand. In the future, we'll tell you.
After we have your money.
They keep it very mystical, so that you keep thinking in the future you'll get something.
Same as the scientists.
Same.
Same.
Actually, Prabhupada, by your mercy, we've been able to see that the whole world is simply cheaters and cheated.
Yes.
Once they gave the Maharishi four big pills of LSD.
Who?
This gave him, Maharishi, four big pills of LSD.
Maharishi?
Yeah. And he just stood there and said nothing happened. So everybody said, this is proof that he's already there.
Huh?
Because he just stood there and said, nothing is happening to me.
Huh.
Everybody has figured that he is already there.
That means where?
At the ultimate.
Hell. Yes.